This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15 minutes.
Bum bum. 15 minutes of heat air for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. I don't know why I'm so chipper. The Miami Heat are 5 games under .500. They once again coughed up a fourth quarter to the Chicago Bulls. And, I mean, it was so pathetic. They are so pathetic. I don't even, like, I'm not even, like, mad. I really genuinely was, Marcos. I know a lot of people, you reached out to me this weekend because you were concerned for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly, I was much more hurt about the Friday loss to the Timberwolves. I thought the Heat played pretty well. They had an unfortunate loss that they kind of got back into, and it does feel like they kind of got screwed at the end with Bam, although they did get a break because they even got that possession was a mistake because of the inbound. So might have been a make-good call. I don't know for the Wolves. But the Bulls, I can only just sit back and howl with laughter. Like, you're getting outscored 36-20 by a team that, like, traded all of its players. Like, I just don't even know what to get mad at anymore. Well, you know, it's just, it is what it is. This season is a season of suck. And Spo just keeps coming back and he's like, hey, positive things are happening. And I'm just like, dude, you are, respectfully, Spo, delusional if you think that this thing is turning around. I know he's a maniac, and I know that he has used that line aplenty. Dude, there's no help in this team. There's no help in this team. Like, it is what it is. This year is a sunk cost. They are the worst fourth quarter team ever. Ever. And just like, the numbers of them in the fourth quarter are so embarrassing. And this past one, it's like, well, how did they lose? All right, well, Khalil Ware, 3 quarters. He has 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. Spo plays him 0 minutes. Now, maybe there was a minutes restriction because of the knee. So I'll give you a little bit of a passy pass there, Spo.
Jesus Christ.
But I got to ask you, dude. Tyler Hero. My guy. Boy wonder. Are you like, are you going to get like any better at staying in front of anybody? The Bulls, dude, it was willy nilly to the rim.
Which is why you need Khalil in there.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. And Spo took the blame because he was like, I was bad with the minutes restrictions today. So maybe he played Khalil to the point where he wasn't available anymore.
So here's the other deal, okay? And Here's what is happening. They take Bam, get him out on the wing, either with a pick and roll or just have the guy he's usually guarding. Most bigs now can shoot three, so Bam's got to go out there, right? Then they let the guards go crazy on our guards.
Yep.
But that's why you need Kalel in there or somebody else other than Bam, because it's easy to remove Bam from the paint with some kind of offensive set. And when Kalel is in the game with Bam, Kalel can guard the paint and it's a deterrent. When he's not, there's nobody else that can do that. So I don't care what they say. When you watch the games which they are best defensively is when Kalel is in the paint as a deterrent. He doesn't have to block every shot, but he creates a lot of misery for guys going in to do those damn layups.
I'm with you.
And without Kalel and Bam, they just work offensive set where
where's Tyler?
Bam is in the paint.
Where's Tyler? Where's Tyler? Turnstile! Whee!
Well, listen. Let's not act like we didn't know this.
Oh, I know. We know.
Right? And listen, you can have, for example, Spider isn't known as a great defensive player, but who does he have sitting in the paint?
He's got Mobley. He got Jared Allen.
Right. Part of the problem why the Knicks have a problem is because their deterrent is standing on the three-point line in Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to sit here and act like we don't see what's happening every game, and we have said for the last month, why isn't Kalel in the fourth quarter? And guess what their worst quarter is?
Fourth.
Right.
He gets
no minutes or very little minutes, and Spo tries to match up. Like, you can't match up a SWAT fest.
Spo, here's some of the numbers. We're going to hear some comments from Spo, who may be losing his mind. This is from Anthony Chang, Miami Herald. The Heat has now wasted a fourth quarter lead in 7 of its last 8 losses and a total of 14 losses this season. The Heat has blown a double-digit lead in 16 losses this season, which is the second most collapses in the NBA, only behind the Utah Jazz, who have 17. Not only is the Heat just 12 and 20 since January 2nd, but it has been outscored by an NBA worst 14.5 points per possession in the fourth quarter during that span. 12 of the Heat's 16 blown double-digit leads and 11 of its 14 fourth-quarter blown leads have come during this stretch. The Heat is also 13 and 20 in clutch games. That is a game of a margin of 5 points or fewer inside the final 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. This season, after recording a record of 77 and 57 over the previous 3 seasons. And this is a stat from Ethan Skolnick. Tyler Hero and Trae Young are tied with the most clutch field goal attempts in the NBA with 95. Of the 25 players with the most clutch point attempts, Hero has the lowest scoring percentage at 28.4. He had an awful possession in this game where he came down willy-nilly the Heat up 3 and decided, pull up 3! And got blocked by Josh Giddey.
Blocked.
Got blocked by Josh Giddey.
Which turned into a 3.
Oof.
Woo! And that was the night after. It was a back-to-back. You got smacked in the face back-to-back nights because the night before that, you had the lead against the Minnesota.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So the Timberwolves, and that was a game that didn't have Khalil Ware, didn't have Andrew Wiggins, so they got all their reinforcements for the Bulls game. And they lose that one. Bam was furious after the game, to the point where he got fined $50,000 by the NBA for confronting an official. Ridiculous. Ridiculous fine on Bam Adebayo. But also because he didn't do the SPO, which is to precurse with NBA, do not fine me, which is Eric Spoelstra's masterpiece. So let's hear a little bit from Eric Spoelstra after this game. This was after the Wolves game, where he threatened the league by telling them not to fine him, and Bam was fouled.
All right, look, I'm going to say this, because we had our chances, enough of our chances, and then there was a wild sequence of events. Did a great job on our denials down the stretch. Those last few inbounds forced that turnover there at the end. And this is what I'll say. It's that last baseline out of bounds. We did not execute and get what we wanted to. With that said, Bam got fouled. I'm not trying to get fouled, league. Don't fine me. I'm not doing histrionics up here. I'm fully in control. At any point during the game, that's a foul. Did he mean to foul? No. Is that what we wanted? No. But I will tell you this, Bam Adebayo got fouled on that. He got clipped. And if that's in the first quarter, that's a foul.
What does that mean? That I'm in control.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that part of the rules?
Histrionics.
Let me break it down for you.
That was great.
I'm not a loose cannon up here.
Here's what he was trying to say, dude. I'm not making my next comments out of anger. I'm basically merely stating facts.
How does he get away with that every year? Wow. Every year he gets away with this.
He necessarily does.
He does.
Here's the problem. And here's the problem I have with this whole situation. Can you find him if it was a foul?
They fined him for confrontation.
But I'm just saying, if you blew the call, because...
Well, they said they didn't blow the call. The two-minute report said they didn't blow the call.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. All right.
In fact,
wait, you know what? That's like me and you doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn coming in and say, did you guys swear?
No, we
reviewed it, no swear. Right?
If we did say that, he'd be like, great, goodbye me.
Right. You can't review your own work.
I don't know who reviewed it.
What the hell is an official going to say about another official?
We'll hear more from Spo because, yeah, he is losing his mind. But I always love when he gets to pull that move.
NBA, do not fine me.
He has done this. The one that was the coup de grace was when he looked at the camera, double fingers, and goes, you're not even going to think about giving me a fine. I was like, whoa, he can do that? He could, and never was fined.
League, you're not going to even think about giving me a fine.
Needs to be studied. How does he do this? He didn't get fined. Bam got fined. And you think Bam, does Bam go back and he goes,
Like, don't you have to understand the person you're dealing with? If Bam is that hot about something, something's up.
Well, that's the thing, is Bam didn't even get fined for criticizing the officials. Like, after the game, Bam said, the thing that really annoys me is that he wouldn't even talk to me, turned his back to me, and he wouldn't talk to me after the game. I waited till after the game. I don't whine during the games. And the guy wouldn't talk to him. And you could see, because Ant was coming, like, you could see Ant was like, whoa. Ant was coming up to dap a Bam and say what's up to Bam Adebayo after the game, and Bam was in the middle of this conversation with the official. The official was like trying to turn away. He's not going to talk to him. And so Bam wasn't even filed for, he wasn't even fined for complaining publicly to the media. He was fined for confronting the official.
It is the only job in all of sports where there is no accountability. Being an official, we've seen over the years, it's been documented in every sport, some of the most egregious calls or non-calls. And those officials are not held accountable. But they are quick to fine Bam $50,000.
Yep.
And so I understand, like, you have to protect the officials. Okay? But nobody gets protected for being bad at your job. Nobody does.
Do you think, like, nobody. Do you think when Spo learns that Bam was fined $50,000, he goes, you just didn't tell him not to fine you? That's what I do.
You just got
to
say it.
Why didn't you just say that you were in control and these are not histrionics?
Because again, and they try to find
is that a word?
Creative ways of getting away with it.
I'm in control.
Because they said they didn't fine him from questioning the official. Mm. They fined him for the confrontation. Yeah. There wouldn't have been a confrontation if, let me tell you something. You have a problem with somebody, anybody on the planet. It could be your lawn guy. It could be somebody at the grocery store. It could be somebody in the street, right? What happens to you when that guy turns his back and won't even acknowledge you?
You get infuriated. You lose your mind.
You should fine the official for inciting a riot. But think about it. Think about it. If the guy has a two-minute conversation with Bam, and he says, dude, that's what I saw, okay? And Bam's like, come on, man, or whatever. All right, they have the conversation. It's over, right? Ant-Man comes up, and they dap it out and go home. That's what happens. But when the official turns his back, it's almost like he acknowledges he screwed up.
Yeah, it's like you want to do, it's like you're a child. You want to put earmuffs on. You don't want to hear it.
Right, exactly.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
So while you're getting on the player, I would take that situation and put it in anybody's life. And somebody that did something inappropriate or wrong or whatever, they turn their back on you and just walk away. What person is not going to just get irate?
Crazy.
Right.
We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.